same way too. Good morning. You're tuned in to Problem Corner on KFAR, and your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Joni Scharfenberg. Ah, we got that right, with the Soil and Water Conservation Service. So we're going to be talking about soil and water. And I guess conserving those sort of things and making it. And so it's important. First, we got to distinguish soil. There's a difference between soil and dirt.
Definitely.
Yes, dirt is the stuff you collect on your kitchen counter and on the kitchen floor, but soil is the stuff that we use to grow things. So with that, Joni, say hello, kind of introduce yourself, introduce us to the Soil and Water Conservation Program.
Okay.
And I guess before that, I could remind people that if you want to call in, participate in the program, if you have questions or comments, just call 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And with that, now we're ready to go. So, Joni, yes, tell us about the Soil and Water Conservation Service.
Okay, first I'll start with myself,
there
Joni.
We go. Yes.
Joni Scharfenberg, and I was born and raised in Fairbanks in town, and then I moved out of town when I got married and had an 80-acre farm. So you might have remembered me from the farmer's market. I was there for about 30 years. And in the process, I started working for the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District. And first of all, I want to make sure you understand that it is not a preservation organization. It is not. The word conservation has kind of been misused lately. Soil and water conservation districts were established during the Dust Bowl way back in the 30s, mm-hmm. when it was determined that landowners knew about their own land, and so they needed to make some decisions. So there are over 3,000 soil and water districts across the nation. And they are funded different ways, and we are kind of like a nonprofit. We fall underneath the state constitution. It's written in many states, it is written in the constitution. But we kind of have to search for our own money to do the programs that we do. Mm-hmm. And we do great work as far as natural resources, and working with private landowners is the main focus for soil and water districts. Let's see. I could tell you some of our priorities. Oh, first, yep. I work for a board of 5 volunteers, the district board, and they all give their time, and their people have an interest in their natural resources or have some background in it. I think we have a forester and a farmer and a contractor and a former U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service employee, people who know a lot about natural resources. Mm-hmm. And the people who are able to get our services, of course, are any of you who own land or use land. And that includes the city, the borough, you know, those kind of places, too, that we've helped a lot. You might have seen some of our stream bank restoration work over by the borough. It's called the Root Wad Project. If you look across the street towards the borough, you see all these root rods sticking out. And that is one method of keeping the bank from eroding.
Mm-hmm. And the other that I have seen is dumping cars over the bank.
Yeah. Or rocks.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't recommend that. There are a couple of reasons. One, to prevent erosion, but the other, by using these new, well, they're not new, biological methods, mm-hmm. they promote the salmon habitat too. And one of the things people don't know, and I wish I kept the statistic, but I didn't, is that the Chena River is one of the foremost breeding grounds for salmon. Mm-hmm. So you'll find a lot of little baby salmon in there, and they need the vegetation near the riverbanks for shade and for protection so they can grow into big salmon. Mm-hmm. And people need restoration projects because they're losing their banks.
Right. Yes.
Or their homes sometimes.
You're on the outside of the bend in the river, and the river keeps creeping your way.
Yes.
I've run into that problem.
So anybody has that problem or give us a call. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we do.
Okay.
You want to know other projects?
Well, we'll go into some others. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. our priorities include agriculture, always supporting agriculture, and along with that is soil. Mm-hmm. And we have a specialist who will collect your soil. If you bring in soil samples, we send it off to a lab, and then she will give you a recommendation about what your soil needs to be better growing soil. And like Mike said, not dirt, soil.
Yes.
So you can certainly give us a call for that program, too. And this actually, since it's not really winter yet and the ground's not frozen, you can still be digging some samples for us. Mm-hmm. And she could still take them. It's better to do it now in the fall than the spring because it takes a while to get the lab back and get her recommendations. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be chomping at the bit to plant stuff. So get it now, and she can adjust for the bit over the winter and give you a good recommendation.
Yeah, well, that's good. And that just involves digging, excuse me, several samples from whatever area you're interested in.
You should have a good, little baggie. Full, but what we always recommend, like if you have a big square area, kind of go in a Z and take a shovel on points along that Z so you've covered kind of the whole area. Mm-hmm. Mix them up together and bring them in. At least a cup, maybe a little more.
Mm-hmm. To bring in a mixed sample.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if there's different areas you want, you know that one area is way different than the other, then do it separately.
Yeah.
You know, like on my farm, we had one area that was kind of more wet area and just different kind of nutrients there. So we might take samples from there, and then we take samples from where our vegetable garden was.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to bring them into, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say 590 University Avenue.
Yes, Suite 2.
Suite 2.
We're in the basement.
In the basement. Mm-hmm. And that is over... Let's see, towards College Road is the Oasis Restaurant.
University Avenue.
Uh-huh. University Avenue. On University Avenue and kind of in the middle of it. So, yes, go over that way. Find our, now we've got this Google Maps.
Yeah. You go, you pass the Oasis, and then there's the DEC building, and then there's another brown building, and we're in that building in the basement.
Good. And so you can just bring in a sample.
Yep.
And then you send it off to a lab somewhere.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it right now.
Right.
But we do. There is a charge, only the charge for the lab. Mm-hmm. We don't charge for our services. Mm-hmm. But there is a charge for the lab. I think it's about $40 now. And the board always votes. The staff always says, we're not paying for our time. And the board says it's important to get good soil samples to the people. So they try to keep it as reasonable as they can.
Right. All right, very good. Well, let's see. This would be a good time to take a break and hear from our sponsors. I have to remind you, you're listening to KFAR Problem Corner, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And your guest host this morning is Mike Fox. And with me in the studio is Joni Schaffenberg. And we're talking about the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District. So if you have... want to call in, give us a call, but we've got to take a break right now to hear from our sponsors who make this program possible. So stay with us.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Go Winter Expo, this weekend at the Carlson Center, brought to you by Camper Valley RV. The days are shorter, the weather's colder, and the snow, well, you know. The Go Winter Expo shows you how to beat that cabin fever. No matter what you love doing, we have something to heat up your winter fun factor. Check out the newest snow machines, put together a fitness plan, talk to energy experts, all that and more, plus the Interior Alaska Gun Show. We have something for everybody this weekend at the Carlson Center. The Go Winter Expo, sponsored in part by Lotto Alaska and Riverside Eats and Drinks.
Looking for a way to serve your state and secure your future? The Alaska Army National Guard offers tuition assistance, career training, and part-time service with full-time benefits. Build real-world skills, earn extra income, and be a part of a team that protects Alaska when it matters most. Your adventure starts here. Talk to your local recruiter today. The Alaska Army National Guard. Live here, work here, serve here. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ooh, ma. What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 34. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 24. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. Tomorrow, highs around 33, cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox. With me in the studio is Joni Scharfenberger. The accent is on the first syllable. And we're talking about the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District. If you have questions or comments, please give us a call. The number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And so we were talking about what you do. And one of the things we wanted to make a distinction and emphasize that is conservation versus preservation, according to the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District. So,
yeah, big difference.
Yes, big difference. Okay.
Yeah. Conservation is taking care of the land, but you're able to develop the land. And we offer techniques of how to do that so that you take care of it while you do it. Mm-hmm. Preservation is always kind of about locking up the land and not working with developing the land. And one of the distinctions we have even in the Constitution is to help develop land. So our job now is to just teach ways to be able to do that in all of the industries, but take care of the land while you do it.
Right. And that is what we're put on this earth to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is our job.
Yes. Yes. So, and you also talked about riparian
restoration. Oh, you want to know what riparian is?
Riparian, we got to start with that.
Yeah.
All kinds of new words.
Riparian is just the area along the water, like, say, take the Chena River from the Chena River back a bit onto the land, and that's the riparian area, and it's very important. Things hold the bank together, like we talked about, losing your bank and dumping the rocks and all that, mm-hmm. trying to save it. There are better ways to do that. So that riparian area is that area from riverbank back. And, you know, there have been a lot of work and other places to try and get a setback. And I know people that you can't develop so close to the bank. Mm-hmm. People, you know, want to have their own land and they want to see the river. But there are methods to plant willows and things so that you can still see the river and still hold your property together. Mm-hmm. And so it would be great if there were some setbacks, if you just do it voluntarily, and it would save your house sometimes, maybe.
Yes.
I used to go around and do a slideshow and show houses that had to be moved back because of what the river does. The river does what it wants to do.
The river does what it wants to do. Mm-hmm. But there are ways to control that and work with the river.
Right.
And it is important. If you live along a river, pay attention to that now. Don't worry.
Yeah. And we do have a program If you want some soil sampling done, and you are along one of the waterways, the Chena River, the Chena Slough, we will come and let us know, and we'll do a free soil sample, and we'll check out your riverbank area and whatever else problems you may have. So that is one service we offer to everybody.
Okay, and as in drive out, take a look?
Yes.
Physical inspection.
Yes.
And that's important.
Yes.
Yeah, because when we first arrived in Alaska, the way to protect your bank was dump your old cars over the bank and pile in a bunch of rocks and hope for the best. And you've come up with some better techniques.
Wonderful techniques now,
yes.
Yeah.
And you were talking, during the break, you were talking about the area along the Chena across from the Borough Administrative Center, I think.
Yeah, that's the, you'll see the spruce roots trees. You know, they just use big trees and they're facing out so that you see their roots. And that's one technique to use on a big area.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you use willows. Sometimes you do bundled willows. Sometimes you just plant willows. Actually, our youth corps, which we sponsor every spring, has done some work in front of the Doyon building, kind of as demonstration there for everyone to see what you can do along that riverbank. And they've used several different methods. So that's a good place to take a look. It's kind of an ongoing project.
Do you have any examples, I guess, on the outside of a bend where you have cut banks?
We do, but they're on private landowners. So I don't know that I can tell you to... go there, but you know, somebody wants to give me a call, we'll be glad to show them what all works.
Yeah.
It is a partnership often that we do with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and they have cost share sometimes too. So they know the techniques, they've taught us a lot of the techniques, and we find the landowners and work with them, and sometimes they hand over a little bit of money to help.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yes, right. And it is important, A, to preserve your land. That's the primary interest for the landowner. But the Chena River is one of the most important salmon-rearing rivers on the whole Yukon River system, I understand.
Yes, and a lot of people don't know that. So it's for the little baby salmon, and they need habitat. And if there aren't brush and willows along the bank, you know, if you dump your cars and your rocks there, then that eliminates all that. Then they the water gets too warm for them, or the predators can get them. And so that, you know, always a big issue here about trying to get the salmon to get back.
Right.
And that is one way, believe it or not, to help it. You got to get the little ones before you get the big ones.
Yes, indeed. And we still have some salmon coming up.
But yes.
That is just a huge problem that we have to sort out. We're losing our salmon runs, and that is very distressing to me at any rate. So, the other, invasive plants.
Yeah, we have a wonderful team. Didi Chinoy is our specialist that has been working with invasives for several years, and aquatic and terrestrial. And you might have heard about the aquatic weed Elodea. And they've made great progress on the Chena Slough and the Chena River and have done treatments carefully, you know, using the correct chemicals to get rid of it, and done a lot of outreach. So I hope people know how to identify it. There are a lot of weeds that look the same, but Elodea is just a terrible invasive weed that is hard to get rid of. And it clogs up the streams. It takes away the natural vegetation. Clogs up your motorboats when you go in it. Float planes carry it on to someplace else and spread it. So we have quite a great program to handle the Elodea.
And the most obvious, I guess, to me, because I live out off of Badger Road, is Badger Slough.
Yes. We call it Chena Slough, but
Chena Slough. Okay. Well, yeah. And you have been working in that area, I believe.
Yes, for several years.
Yes. And have been making progress.
Great progress. Yeah. And they're working on it every year, and there's only a few tough spots that they can't seem to get rid of. Worked in lots of other areas, and it is a statewide issue as well. And in fact, our whole crew is going down to a meeting in Anchorage at the end of this month to compare notes and help everybody else see what they've done.
Okay. And we have a call. So are you ready to go to the phone?
Sure.
Yes. Good morning. You're on KFER, and who am I speaking with?
This is Mel.
Mel, what can we do for you today?
Well, I only only called in recently, but have you already spoken about Birch Lake?
Birch Lake. We have not touched on Birch Lake.
I'm sorry, Quartz Lake.
Quartz Lake. Ah, no. What's going on at Quartz Lake?
Well, I've been going there for a number of years, and I've noticed that I'm told it's not Elodia, but, you know, it used to have relatively, you know, manageable, you know, close to the floor of the water seaweed, but now it's like, you know, over the years it's gotten worse and worse. You know, if you have a, you know, you get your fishing gear and whatever gets tangled in it. And anyway, I'm just wondering what's causing that. I'm told it's not Elodia, but is it? Or I don't know.
Okay.
Are you familiar with
Quartz? Who has told you it's not Elodia? Has anybody come out there and checked for you?
Well, I don't know. I'm not live there. I have a friend that has a cabin on it, but I'm just wondering if it's come to anybody's attention. I'm not sure. I just. You know,
yes, I think we have been out there. Actually, Birch Lake falls into the Salcha Delta Soil and Water District. But since we do so much invasive work, we did go out there partnering with them. We've also been to Harding Lake, Quartz Lake. Harding Lake has a problem. So we worked really hard at keeping it out of there, and now we've been having to treat it too. Yeah. So I'll ask the staff, Mel. And either if you want to give me your number or you want to call us, 479-1213, we can let you know about that.
I said I'm particularly interested in Quartz Lake. I really haven't spent, actually I've never been on, what's the one right across from Lost Lake?
Harding or Birch?
I think it's Birch Lake. I've been ice fishing on there. Harding Lake I was on once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But Quartz Lake is the one I'm on. You know, most and like I said, you know, it was just someone told me. No authority told me that it was not Elodia, but it grows from the bottom up and it's getting taller and taller.
Yeah.
You know, you can see it when you look down. So I'm just wondering, is that Elodia or does that mean?
Yeah, it might be other stuff too that's happening on Chena Slough too, and a lot of people get it mixed up. And you're right, it does clog up the lakes and the sloughs, but I'll see what I can find out for you about that and make sure it isn't Elodia. Our crew tries to get around at least once a year and check those major areas, and I'll see what they found this year for you.
Thank you.
All right. Sure.
Well, thank you for calling. And that's one of the important parts about your operation is for people to call in, let you know
yes.
what's going on.
Yes, we yes. like the individual landowners' input, and that's where the board makes their priorities from what they hear from the people. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So I hear the noise. No, it's not noise. It's not dirt. It's soil. And this is music, not noise. So anyway, the music is coming up in the background. That means the satellite's coming over. It is going to take over the program in just short order. So I got to remind you, you're listening to KFAR Problem Corner, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And with me in the studio today is Joni Scharfenberger. And we're talking about the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District. So stand by. We're going to take a break for some news and some weather and some words from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump hosting a Rose Garden Club lunch meeting with Senate Republicans. The government shutdown continues on. Mr. Trump says he expects to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the upcoming Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in South Korea.
We're going to talk about a lot of things. They want to discuss the fact that they're paying 157% tariff. It's a little higher than they thought. And we're doing very well. I think we're going to do well in that negotiation.
Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel trying to shore up this fragile ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, there too, talking about the reconstruction of Gaza.
No reconstruction funds will be going into areas that Hamas still controls. And as far as the demilitarization goes, once the ISF is up, there needs to be a security force that they can feel safe from that in order for it to be the transition to be complete. So that needs to happen.
Israel says Hamas killed two of its soldiers this weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
More than 66,000 Alaskans, the state says, face losing food assistance next month as the government shutdown enters its third week. Alaska's news source reports federal officials are warning SNAP benefits could halt entirely in November. As a result of the ongoing federal government shutdown, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service has directed states to stop the issuance of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP benefits, for the month of November due to insufficient federal funds, Alaska's Division of Public Assistance website reads. This means that Alaskans may not receive SNAP benefits for November, even if they are authorized to receive them. The division reports an estimated 66,471 Alaskans will be unable to receive benefits until funding is restored. The shutdown also threatens additional funding for the Women, Infants, and Children program, with funding set to expire at the end of October. WIC offers free healthy foods, nutrition, and breastfeeding assessment, education, and support, according to the Alaska Health Department.
Online at KFAR660.com.
The young woman lay next to her boyfriend in the dark. The beatings were regular now, and her children were terrified. She was unmarried with 4 children and 8 months pregnant. There was no one coming to save her. Listening to him breathe, she thought about her babies, then slipped away and gathered them. This was it. No time for coats or shoes, not even in winter. She knew about the Fairbanks rescue mission, but couldn't find it as she drove in the icy darkness. She called for directions, but still couldn't find the mission, and her tank was nearing empty. The woman on the phone remembered the brightly lighted cross above the mission. "Do you see it?" "Oh my gosh, I'm looking at it right now," she said. Without hesitating, she drove her family to the cross and was saved. Warm and well-fed, the family snuggled into the safety of the mission. This is what we do at the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, and you need to be a part of it. Please donate today at FairbanksRescueMission.org. That's FairbanksRescueMission.org.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price, all from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
It's tea season, and it's time for you to embrace the winter weather with Sipping Streams Tea Company. Whether you're shopping for gifts for the tea lover, or you crave the warmth and comfort of a great cup of tea, or if you're just a true tea connoisseur, for this week's 50-50 Friday, you'll get a $100 gift certificate to Sipping Streams for half price. It's a tea lover's paradise with a great menu. Book a Victorian tea party with your friends. Don't miss this deal for 50-50 Friday.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Joni Scharfenberg.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it right.
With the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District, and we're talking about helping people with gardening, farming, stream restoration, all kinds of things that you do. And we talked a bit about that. But let's get into the gardening and farming. And we talked
about soil sampling.
Soil,
right?
Sampling.
Yep. And we have an ag specialist who can give you technical advice, too, if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Aaliyah. You just call our number. I should probably give everybody our office number,
huh? The number, yes.
907-479-1213. Yep. A lot of people know us for our spring tree sale. We sell conservation-sized trees, you know, at an inexpensive price. And we also have local people who grow plants and trees there for the public to buy, too. It's a good outlet for them that don't have a regular outlet. So that's usually happens in May. You might remember us from that event. But mm-hmm. we do a lot of other things related to plants. Our education specialist, Mel Sykes, and her counterpart, Scott Faulkner, have assisted in teaching people about hydroponics.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a grant to go and put hydroponics towers growing this stuff in many under I won't say underprivileged, but places that were lower income that needed a little boost there, and teaching them about how to grow food from a hydroponics viewpoint. I know that Scott has a big piece of hydroponics at Effie Cochran School.
He's really doing a good job out there.
Yes, and the Kino teaches the kids how to run it.
Yep.
So if anybody's interested in hydroponics, that's another thing that we do well. And Mel has done a variety of education things, and a lot of them have to do with community gardens. And one of their most recent is by the library. You might have seen it. It was late in the season, but we got a little money come in to help us, and she built several boxes, garden boxes, and had kids come and plant them, and then had kids and families come and harvest them. And I believe the library is going to do a whole program around gardening next spring, which will include literature about gardening, and then they're going to be planting the boxes again, too.
Good. And we have another phone call.
Great.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with?
Jamie.
Jamie, what can we do for you this morning?
Hi, Johnny. Well, everything's been very interesting, and but, Johnny, I'm going to bring up some old news because you guys do ag. Now, I'm not at home right now, so I don't have my stacks of documents of who I called, and everybody passed the buck, and I ended up again with you. About a big reason I bought the property I bought in Two Rivers was because it was surrounded on three sides by ag land, and I figured I was pretty safe. And then several years ago, you guys issued, and I've talked to you about this, a permit on ag land to Matt Hall initially, and then he married the chick, and then he's got another guy, and for all I know, he's got two more, to have a dog lot, okay? Mm-hmm. And I, you know, my friend was into this, and she took me the year Matt Hall won the Quest, which isn't the Quest anymore, but whatever, but it was then. And I asked Matt Hall about that, and he laughed because he knew it was crap. None of you guys would do anything about it because he said, oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. We told him it was a dog farm. And
hey, Jamie. Well, first of all, we didn't do that. We don't issue anything like that. We don't have any.
But you had input because I talked.
Yeah, I remember you talked to us about it. Yeah, and so we did go to the Division of Ag for you and ask about it. And that's about as far as we can go. We don't have any authorities anyways. Right. We don't pass any laws. But I think you're right. I think it's a good thing to bring up again to the Division of Ag and say, okay, just what are the qualifications for an ag parcel? There are ag parcels that you have to do agricultural work on. That's the farm I had. And then there are private land parcels that can be used for agriculture.
Your husband grew the best hay. Are you growing hay?
Yeah. No, I just sold the farm this fall.
Everhart's grew great hay.
Yeah, great hay. Yeah, we're Two Rivers, Alaska, we're talking about. There's a lot of great farmers out there. So,
Everhart's aren't exactly in Two Rivers.
Close.
Walt grew great hay, and I don't know if Dave's still growing hay. I think they are because I think I've seen signs. But anyway, look, this is wrong. So then I end up with loose dogs. You know, I can't say where all of them. They had a great business plan, and it was. And I have it all copied off when I used to have a printer. And I have all the stuff with between you guys. I have all the stuff. And everybody was passing the buck from one to the other and going, I don't know, because that's the state stuff usually. And I ended up, in the end, with you. They passed the buck to you.
And all we could do was contact Division of Ag and say, hey, you need to do something, right?
And they say, contact somebody else. I went through. I can't tell you. But they do not deserve. I bought that place because I was surrounded on three sides by ag land.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was protected. And now I got the dogs barking. And then I got, you know, loose dogs. They've been actually more responsible. They have a brilliant business plan, I can tell you that. But he laughed when I brought it up right to his face. He said, oh, yeah. I said, how'd you get that ag land to have dog kennels on? Yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, we told him it was a dog farm.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, Jamie, that if it's real state ag land, that there are requirements that they have to develop particular amount of the land, and they have to give reports. Mm-hmm. And with our farm, we always had to do that. There are requirements for ag land. So I can contact Division of Ag again. Yeah.
He knew it was a scam. He pulled.
Well, Jamie, we don't want to sort that out over this program. It sounds like you need to.
Well, I think it's good to get it out in the public.
And I'm not sure that it is. This is a issue that should be dealt with through the borough.
I tried. Yeah. I haven't heard Johnny on.
Thank you very much.
Well, Johnny, think about it, would you?
Sure.
She's a case.
Yes.
So we do have those. Well, there are agricultural parcels.
Yes.
Given by the state, and there are rules and regulations
yes.
that apply to that. And yeah, that's just something.
Yeah, we bought ours back in 2000. Mm-hmm. And you know, the latest ones that were let were Nenanatochacket.
Mm-hmm.
So there are farms being developed there. Part of Soil and Water District is to help land development. It actually says that in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to work closely with the Division of Ag with those kinds of things. But we do not have any power to change rules or anything like that. We give our recommendations because, again, we're working with the private landowners who know their land the best.
Right, yes, and focusing on the soil. That is, though, you know, its point that as the borough develops, and it's still in the development stage, there are agricultural uses that do impact neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I just read a story in the paper today that they passed a law that you can now grow chickens. You can raise chickens, I guess, is what you do with chickens in Soldotna. And that has an impact. And that is something that we have to think about. How are we impacting our neighbors? If you're, you know, somebody comes in, you have your land. It's really important to understand what title means to that land. What are the restrictions on that land, and follow those. Because as we develop, more and more of these conflicts come up, and they have to be developed and are resolved, I guess I should say, in the right way. We're having another little issue on trail use.
Always.
And the key to that, whenever we run into each other, I guess, we have to talk to each other and make sure that we get some understanding first and try and work that out with our neighbors, because that's what builds community.
Yes. And I will say that, actually, Jamie brought up a good point. You know, she tries to get some answers. Remember that the Division of Ag is just a division, and it's not funded very well. And there, another time, I can have a talk about whether there should be a Department of Agriculture.
Right.
Not.
Yes, that's a controversy now. Well, it's hard to say how that's going to move forward. I think the majority of the legislature is in basic agreement with the executive department.
Devil's in the details.
Devil's in the details. Yes, yes. And who should make the decisions? But that will come up again in January, I am sure.
Yes.
And now it's going to, I don't know if we're going to wait for the court to resolve it or how that works out. But that's not quite what you're into.
No, we don't do rules and regulations.
Right.
No.
We're there to assist
landowners, yeah.
And that's important.
I would bring up one other thing when you're talking land. It always makes me think, you know, there is land that has permafrost problems everywhere. Mm-hmm. Those of us who were born and raised here, been here a long time, know that. But there are a lot of newcomers that come in, and they will purchase property unaware of what they're buying, and
right.
then they have a tilted house or real problems.
Yep.
So one thing the Soil and Water District can show you where to look it up on a soils map.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show you what kind of land you have. I think the feds, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, which is not us, but they're a federal branch,
mm-hmm.
they have something on a whole web page and everything about soil, and they should be able to help you as well. Very serious problem if you don't look at what kind of land you're buying.
Oh, absolutely. And we run into that too. And in the interior, in particular,
in particular.
Discontinuous permafrost.
Yes.
And you can get somewhat of an idea by looking at the trees. But if you are contemplating purchasing property, definitely something to deliberately research.
Yes, and we have some literature at our office, too, for that kind of stuff. So be sure and check with us or with someone else before you make that final sale. The realtors are great people, but they don't often know. For a while, we offered workshops for realtors to try and make them aware. We'll have to see if we find some funding to get that back again.
So if someone has questions about that, they can go to your office at 590 University Avenue. And I'm looking at the clock, and we're running a little bit behind here, so we better take a break and go to some commercial messages. So if you'd stay with us through the break, we will get back to it. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for reliable, cost-effective fleet service and repair? Look no further. Glacier Garage Fleet Service and Repair is now open. Our comprehensive fleet services ensure that your vehicles are always in top condition, minimizing downtime and maximizing productivity. With our expert technicians, fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and customer satisfaction, we take the hassle out of managing your fleet. Partner with us for seamless, worry-free fleet maintenance. That's Glacier Garage Fleet Service and Repair at 2093 Van Horn, or look us up on Facebook.
Listen to KFAR Monday through Friday at 7:40 a.m. and 2:03 p.m. for the Precious Metals Report, brought to you by Gold Buyers of Alaska. You can trust Gold Buyers of Alaska and their incredible attention to detail. Buy or sell gold, silver, bullion, investment metals. Protect your wealth and build your individual retirement account with Gold Buyers of Alaska, 915 30th Avenue. The Precious Metals Report, Monday through Friday on KFAR at 7:40 a.m. and 2:03 p.m. Gold Buyers of Alaska.
Whether running a marathon or to the store, we all get aches and pains. Migraines, sports injuries, spasticity can really put a hitch in your getup. Osteopathic manual medicine can help. Treating children to grandparents, Drs. Malcolm and Wright and McKinley Sports Medicine have over 27 years combined experience. Dr. Malcolm is Fairbanks' only board-certified sports medicine physician. Dr. Wright is double board-certified. OMM, FDM, Botox injections, and joint restorative treatments are exclusively available at one location, McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine.
There's a new voice echoing across Alaska's wild landscapes. Alaska Tracks, hosted by wildlife biologist and outdoorsman Randy Zarnke. This series dives deep into the stories of hunters, pilots, trappers, guides, and the land that shapes them. Based on an oral history project by the Alaska Trappers Association and presented by KFAR and brought to you by Rod Sawshop, Ginger Orem with Crown Real Estate, and Interior Welding Extreme North Trailers. Alaska Tracks, Saturdays at 1:30 on KFAR.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 24. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. If you just tuned in, you've tuned in to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And this morning, my guest in the studio is Joni Scharfenberg.
Yes.
Twice in a row, I got that right, with the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation Service. And we've talked a bit about what they do, and their mission is to help landowners understand soil conditions and solve problems.
Any natural resource issues.
Yep, and we have a phone call, so let's go to the phone.
Okay.
Good morning, you're on Problem Corner, and who am I speaking to?
This is Charlie.
Charlie, what can we do for you this morning?
There's a large proportion of Salcha that's set aside as ag land, and it doesn't have good drainage, and that's called marginal agricultural land because it doesn't have good drainage. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything without drainage in the farming and they still have those lots up for sale every year, and nobody's going to buy them. There's hundreds of acres that, and as far as the Department of Agriculture, unless we get an Adam Smith system of individual gain from these properties, there's no hope of a Department of Agriculture helping anything. There's not going to be more food, better food, accessible food, affordable food, nothing, mm-hmm. unless those measures are taken.
Yep, and this is out, what do they call it, the Eielson Farm Project? Is that what you're referring to?
Delta. Not necessarily there, further up into the hills like on Johnson Road, and their 500-acre lots have been for sale for years and years and years, and nobody will touch them because they still call it ag land, but it's marginal.
Yep.
Read Adam Smith about marginal land. I mean, there's places in the middle of where Roma, in the Roman Empire, that don't have any history of occupation for 600 years because they were trying to farm on marginal land. So if you want to make a 600-year blank spot in the map, go ahead and create your Department of Agriculture. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you. You know, that's an interesting – these calls are fun. They're interesting. Mm-hmm. but, yes, the – well, at this point, Department of Natural Resources, I suppose mm-hmm. Division of Mining, Land, and Water,
mm-hmm.
Is trying to – put some land out off of Johnson Road on the market. And he's correct. Some of that is probably residential. Don't know that it would make a good farming. And then some of it is in lower areas. And, yeah, is it appropriate for that? I don't know. Those are the kind of things. Stay in touch with your legislators and keep
and
up with them.
The soil sampling is a big thing to help determine those things.
Yes. And I don't know. Have you heard from DNR?
About that particular project?
That, yeah.
No, I have not, but I will go find out now.
Yeah, that'd be good. And
I didn't realize that.
Yep. I heard about it, I don't know, a year or so ago, and frankly, that has fallen off my radar, too.
Yeah.
And it's worth looking at because there's some very valuable land, I think, looks to me. And that would be a good area for development.
Yeah, and so. That is one of our priorities is land development. So we should check that out and see what we can do to help.
Mm-hmm. He mentioned marginal, I guess, that it's wet, and that mm-hmm. is what I understood from what I learned last year. Does the Soil and Water Conservation District, there we go, do you get into it helping people with drainage problems, or is that some beyond your scope?
It's a little bit beyond our scope. People can certainly come to us. One of the things we're best known for is people coming to us, and if we don't have the answers, we have a lot of partners and know all the different areas they can mm-hmm. Reach out to. So I have had people come with about drainage issues. I do want to point out on agricultural land, you know, if it's a wetland by definition with the federal government, then you cannot do certain things with it.
Right.
So that has to be determined as well.
Yes. And that definition is changing somewhat. But I was trying to subdivide some land we had out off of Badger, and we ran into that exact problem of it was wetland. So you had to deal with the Corps of Engineers on that. And that, again, is something to pay attention to before you get the land.
True.
And see what can be done to sort that out.
Yeah, and I will emphasize again, the Fairbanks Soil and Water District is not regulatory at all.
Right.
We're there to help you and to try and, if you're running against some regulatory problems, we can maybe help explain for you or find the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good for doing that as well.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know because that is kind of news to me.
Oh,
frankly.
Okay.
And I'm always hesitant to go to some agency or whatever that
we're the government. We're here to help you.
we're the government.
Soil and Water Districts. I mean, we are underneath the state constitution, but we don't get any money from the state. But we try to stay as apart as we can as local land users and to help people.
Yeah, should not be afraid to drop
in.
No,
we're not the government. We have no regulatory. We don't report people about anything. No, we're here to help, really, truly.
590 University Avenue. And
Suite 2.
And the number to call is 479-1213. Got to remind people of that. And if you want, if you're interested in having your soil tested professionally, now would be a good time to go out with your shovel because it's going to be colder tonight and you're looking for an inch of snow. So in another week, you'll probably have to wait till spring.
Yes.
So get after that now if you're interested in having your soil tested. All right, let's see. What have we not covered yet that we should be talking about?
I would say that we do a lot of natural resource education. My education folks would like you to know that. They help with the after-school programs, and we're teaching gardening in the after-school programs. Again, they're teaching hydroponics and all kinds of different community garden type things. So if you have an interest in that, be sure and get in touch with us as well.
That is, and do you do classes? Do you
yes, sometimes. Classes? Okay. Yeah, we had a hydroponics class here just last week, workshop. I just wanted to add one thing, too. We're called the Fairbanks Soil and Water District, but we are one of the largest districts actually in the whole country. So our district encompasses clear out to Ruby, all the way up to Circle. They bump up then down to Salcha Delta District. As soon as we're Salcha, you'll see a sign when you're driving on the highway there when it turns into Salcha Delta District. So we are a huge conservation district. So anybody listening from those other areas, we tried to do some reach out this year to Healy and Anderson, and I know we got a whole lot of soil samples from that area here just recently. So anybody in any of that area, we are your district, and just give us a call, and we'll see if we can answer your questions or help you with your needs, any natural resource needs.
Yep, and that number again is 479-1213, and they will help you out. And hydroponics, that is an interesting thing. I ran into a fellow that was doing organic hydroponics. He had a setup, I guess, essentially a compost pile that he was able to circulate the water through. Really interesting. And I think there's a lot of potential for that in the Fairbanks area. So we're getting close. We've got about a minute left. So any closing thoughts for us?
Just to remember that we work with private landowners or land users, and we're looking for a board member. If you are a landowner and sign up as what we call a cooperator, which just means you're our partner, private partner, you would be eligible for our district board. If you have an interest in natural resources, if you have some background in some way, we're always looking for help. Thank you.
All right, very good. That was perfectly timed because I hear the music in the background. That means that satellite's coming over, and we're going to have to close off the show. You've been listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, talking about the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District. And if you're interested in helping them out or finding out what they're doing, give them a call at 479-1213. And with that, thank you for listening, and tune in again tomorrow. Have a good day.
The heartbeat of Alaska.
An impasse in Washington. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. 3 weeks into a government shutdown, President Trump urging Democrats to end it by supporting